Just Plain Bill. Here is the music that brings you one of radio's best love stories. Just Plain Bill Davidson, Barber of Hartville. A tender real-life story of people who might be your own next-door neighbor. It's so unnecessary to suffer from sudden headache or the pains of rheumatism, uritis, and neuralgia when the remarkable tablets called Anacin can bring such incredibly fast relief. And there is a scientific reason for this fast action. For Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, not just one ingredient, but a medically sound combination of such agents. Thousands of physicians and dentists throughout the country know this. And thousands of people are turning to Anacin everywhere. Get Anacin, spelled A-N-A-C-I-N, at your druggist's today. Available in tins of 12 and 30 and bottles of 50 and 100 tablets. What it does will amaze you. Now for our story of Just Plain Bill. Three young people Bill Davidson likes and pities, though one is rich and one is beautiful, are mixed up in a romantic tangle that threatens trouble for all three, and for others, too, unless Bill, who has been consulted by all of them, can straighten things up. Paul King, Bill's poor farmer boy protege, is so madly in love with glamorous Betsy Howard that he misunderstands Bill's friendly advice and accuses Bill of being his enemy. And Bill's position in the matter is further complicated when the mother of Barrett Brading, the young millionaire who is also in love with Betsy, insists Bill must help her arrange matters so that Betsy will forget Paul King and marry Barrett. Now, while his beloved daughter Nancy and her husband Carrie Donovan are out in the garden, Bill, anxious to discover how Betsy Howard herself really feels about the two handsome young men who love her so much, is greeting Betsy at his barbershop.
Well, hello, Betsy.
You said you wanted to see me, Mr. Davidson.
Yes, I do. Sit down, won't you, please?
I have an engagement in a few minutes.
With Paul King?
Yes, with Paul King. And I'm not going to let you or anybody tell me not to see him either.
Oh, I wouldn't try to tell you not to see Paul, Betsy, anytime or anywhere. In fact, I think it's nice for you both that Paul's lost his job, so he has plenty of time to spend with you. Don't you?
You don't mean that.
You know, a thing I've noticed often the years I've lived, the more time people spend together, the better they get to really know one another. And so, the less illusions they keep.
Oh, I see. You think everything between Paul and me is an illusion. Well, you're wrong.
Am I, Betsy? Are you sure?
Is that why you sent for me? To ask me that?
Not exactly. I wanted to ask you... Well, Betsy, I wish you wouldn't feel I'm your enemy. I'm not. I'm really trying to help if you'd only let me. I know Paul has got the idea I've turned against him. And it makes me feel bad. I hate to see you act the same way.
But you're doing everything possible to help Barrett Brading's mother, aren't you?
I like Mrs. Brading. I think she's about as fine and devoted a mother as I ever knew.
That doesn't answer my question.
Doesn't it, Betsy? Would you believe this, please? I practically adopted Paul King into my family. I look on the boy almost like my own. I'd do anything on earth to see him get a real start in life after all the sorrow he's had. I'd even seem to side against him for his own good, as I see it.
You really mean that, don't you, Mr. Davidson?
Yes, I really do. You know, Betsy, I've watched my own daughter, Nancy, go through a stage when she wasn't sure which of two mighty fine boys she loved and wanted to marry. And I could only stand by and hope it would all turn out for the best for her. And it did when she married Carrie Donovan. Now you and Paul and Barrett Brading, the three of you... It just about breaks my heart, knowing how all three of you are suffering.
Barrett Brading suffering? Oh, no, Mr. Davidson. He has so much money that nothing real ever touches him.
I never knew the man yet that money could save from heartbreak.
You never knew anybody before like Barrett Brading, or like Barrett's mother, either.
Is she different from any other mother that loves her only son so much that she'd lay down her life for him?
Mrs. Brading was born in a wealthy family. She's always had everything she wanted, her own way. Nobody's ever questioned her or gone against her wishes.
She thinks you're the finest girl in the world.
She thinks nobody has the right to doubt that Barrett Brading is the finest man in the world. That's it, really.
In other words, Betsy, you believe the only reason Mrs. Brading is so hopeful you'll marry her son is that she's too conceited about herself and him to admit any girl might prefer another, poorer man. Is that it?
That's the truth, really.
Or is that what Paul King said?
Mr. Davidson, I'm not going to marry Barrett Brading. His mother can plan and scheme all she wants to, and so can Barrett.
Are you going to use that marriage license Paul King got Saturday in Hiawatha?
Mr. Davidson, who told you that?
Betsy Howard's a pretty well-known name, you must remember. And the county clerk owes his election largely to Roscoe Howard, your father. So when Paul King took out a license to marry Betsy Howard, well, don't you imagine I'd hear about that?
Have you told my father? Does he know?
Nobody in Hartville knows, as far as I know. But me and Carrie Donovan, who told me about it?
Well, I didn't tell Paul King to get the license. I didn't even know he'd gotten it. Honestly, I didn't.
Yes, I can believe that. But Paul did tell you last week you must either marry him right now or he's going away and never coming back. Didn't he, Betsy?
Yes. Yes, he did. You know how Paul is. He's so impatient, and he's afraid I'll change my mind.
Betsy, don't do it. Don't rush into marriage unless you're sure beyond all doubting now or ever after.
I'm not a coward, Mr. Davidson. If I decide to marry Paul King, I won't run away. I'll go right to my father and tell him.
I hope that's so for sure, Betsy.
It is. It is, Mr. Davidson. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm so all mixed up. Oh, that's Paul now. I've got to go.
Oh, Betsy, might I ask one question that really is inquisitive?
What, Mr. Davidson?
Now that Paul has quit his job working for Barrett Brading, has he any plans about what job he'll get next? How he'll make his living from now on?
Well, I haven't talked to Paul about that. Anyhow, he still has the garden and the vegetable and fruit stand you built out in front of your barber shop for him.
Paul's not working in the garden these days, you know. He hasn't time for that.
I know what you mean. You mean because he's with me so much. Well, if he is...
If he is, Betsy, it's his affair. And yours. But I think you ought to realize that two young folks could hardly get married and live on Paul's share of the income from our garden out back.
I've got to go. Paul doesn't want to come in here. I'll see you again soon, Mr.
Davidson. All right, Betsy. You run along. And I wish you could make Paul see that I'm still his friend as much as I ever was.
I'll try, Mr. Davidson. I'll try.
Children, both of them. Just children. And they think the world's against them, but they can beat the whole world. Oh, if I could only help. If I could only help.
Daddy?
Oh, hello, Nancy.
Bill.
Yes, Carrie?
We saw Paul King drive up in front. And Betsy Howard drive away with him.
Yes, Carrie.
Are they going to get married, Daddy?
I hope not. I doubt it, really.
What did Betsy have to say about it?
Well, she was surprised, of course, when I told her I knew about Paul getting that marriage license.
Don't you think Betsy's father ought to know about it?
I'd hate to run to Roscoe Howard with tales about Betsy and Paul King.
I know, Daddy, but if those two silly children get a wild, sudden idea, get married somewhere, and then come back and ask her father what he's going to do about it, and Barrett Brading turns on Roscoe Howard, as he might, he'd have plenty of reason to.
Nancy, I don't think Barrett will hold any grudge against Roscoe Howard or Paul King if he loses Betsy to Paul. I really don't.
A man in love isn't easy to figure, Ben.
You know that from your own experience, don't you, Gary?
I ought to. I was about the wildest, craziest kid that ever came down the street when I thought I might lose Nancy. Do you remember, darling?
I'll never forget, Gary. And, Daddy, I remember something else.
What's that, Nancy?
I remember that the more people talked against Gary, the more I knew I loved him.
But you were really in love with Gary. And if you're drawing a parallel to Betsy Howard, Nancy, I doubt a lot if she's really in love with Paul King.
She certainly acts that way.
I think Barrett Brading's money frightens her.
His money frightens her? I don't get that, Bill.
He has so much, son. He's always had it. His mother's always been rich, too. And Betsy surely knows that her father's not a rich man anymore. That he's a very poor man now. So she's afraid of marrying money. Just as Barrett Brading is afraid she'll marry him for money and not for love.
When just about any single girl in the world would be happy to have the chance to marry Barrett Brading if he didn't have a dollar.
I imagine you're right, Nancy, but I begin to see what Bill means. So what's the answer?
I wish I knew, Carrie. I know one thing. I wish for Barrett Brading's sake he'd make a little more effort to be with Betsy.
Daddy?
Yes, Nancy?
There comes Barrett Brading's mother.
Oh, yes. She called to say she was coming over to talk to me.
About her son, of course.
Undoubtedly, Carrie. Her son is all she thinks about. All there is in the world to her.
Oh, I wish you weren't mixed up in this, Daddy.
Well, I wish I could do something to straighten out the mix-up, Nancy. Anyhow, you two better go now. Mrs. Brading's coming in.
All right. Don't let her worry you too much, Bill.
I won't, Carrie. I won't. I wonder what she wants me to do. Something, not sure. Well, Mrs. Brading, how are you this afternoon?
I'm quite all right, thank you, Mr. Davidson. That is... Oh, I'm not all right, not at all. And I won't be until...
Until you see your son married and settled and happy forever.
Yes, and you will help me make that come to pass, won't you?
I told you, Mrs. Brading, I'll help if I can. But right now, I simply don't know what can be done.
I do. I've arranged something. I came to tell you about it, Mr. Davidson, because I'll need your help in what I intend to do. I want you to come with me now to my house, and I'll tell you about my plan. I can't talk here. I can talk there.
What is Mrs. Brading's plan? Something aimed to make Betsy Howard forget Paul King and Mary Barrett Brading. That we know. But why does Mrs. Brading need Bill's help? Be sure to hear Just Plain Bill tomorrow. I want to ask every one of you who has suffered the pains of headaches, neuritis, or neuralgia, wouldn't you be glad to know about a way that gives the fast and effective relief you want? I'm sure you would. And for this reason, suggest that you try Anacin. I promise you, you'll be amazed at how much Anacin does for you. Many people who have taken it will tell you, I feel sure, that the quickness of the relief it brings is little short of astonishing. And there is a definite reason why Anacin is so incredibly fast and effective. It is not made from just one ingredient alone, but like a doctor's prescription, in that it's a combination of active and medically proven ingredients. Tens of thousands of people have been given a package containing Anacin tablets by their dentists or physicians. Try it the next time you want really fast relief from the pain of a headache, rheumatism, or neuralgia. Try it on the guarantee that the first few tablets must give complete satisfaction, or you may return the unused portion and your money will be refunded in full. Get it today at any drugstore. Ask for Anacin. A-N-A-C-I-N, in tins of 12 and 30 and bottles of 50 and 100 tablets. It's sold in all drugstores in the United States and Canada. When you go to your druggist, note how many different items he carries other than drugs. Look them over and buy whatever you can from him. You'll help him and yourself. Listen for Just Plain Bill on this station at this same time tomorrow. This is Tom Shirley speaking for the makers of Anacin.